Welcome into the Green Zone post-game show on this Friday night. What would you rather talk about? John Schneider putting Brendan Little in the eighth inning, or the Rough Riders losing 17-16?
Oh, the Rough Riders,
to the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Rough Riders pulling Jake Mayer and not caring if they win or lose.
Oh, man.
Does that bug you, Belton, as a football player, when it doesn't matter if you win a game?
I like the win there.
Yeah, so why did he pull Jake Mayer?
To give him reps. But although I'm like,
You let him finish that, Jamie.
I thought this was going to be a Jake Mayer game from start to finish. But the Riders lose 17-16 is the final. Sergio Castillo walks it off on the last play after a weird pyramiding call. I thought he just tried to jump over him.
Looked like he put his hand on an offensive lineman, and that's pyramiding that to the letter of the rule.
It's leverage. Yeah. Did he use that offensive lineman as leverage, or did he just jump? Whatever.
This game means nothing, right?
It looked like Corey Mace was not impressed with the pyramiding call there for the Rough Riders on that one. But everything being equal, are we not impressed by all that rotation and the Riders darn near beat the Bombers?
Yeah.
Like that, you saw some pressure coming from Benoit and Bennett and Brooks Jr. was outstanding. The offense couldn't move the ball at all. Even Jake Mayer couldn't really move the ball. But that defensive effort, with the amount of, like, Aubrey Miller Jr. came in for Thurman in the second half, they had rotation all over the way. And Zach Collaros couldn't figure it out. Like, that was an impressive defensive performance despite the loss for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders tonight against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. 17-16, the final. Riders are 12-5. We'll wrap up the season next week against the BC Lions. 1-877-332-8255. But there was another moment in this game that we need to discuss. Brett Lawther missing a 49-yard field goal. That's a kick you need to make in the postseason in a 2-point game, 49 yards, makeable kick. You put that through, maybe they're walking off with a win. Those are the kicks that you go, man.
They lost by one tonight and missed a 49-yard field goal.
And it flipped the field position wise, too, because he returned it over.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, right? Like, he nails him. I'm back on board.
Well, he hasn't attempted anything below 45 until that 49-yard
kick. That's a concern. That's a concern.
What is, Belton? Like, a concern just, that he missed?
Range and everything, right? Like, he's got to nail that 49-yarder. He has to.
Yeah, that should be, anything inside 50 should be, like, almost automatic.
Yeah.
Right? You got to make those come playoff time. Jeepers. Yeah. So, Winnipeg's still in it. Maybe the Riders want Winnipeg to stay in it.
Maybe.
That's a beat-up team, though. The Bombers.
Yeah.
That's a beat up quarterback in Zach Collaros. And he was getting fed his lunch all night long.
Yeah.
Absolutely was.
You guys aren't second guessing the Jake Mayer, Jack Cohn thing, hey? You just think that's okay. He was going to play Jack Cohn. So who cares if they're winning? They could have won the football game. I know Jake Mayer wasn't outstanding, but he's better than Jack Cohn.
He played better than Jack Cohn.
And they had a better chance of winning the football game.
Here's my thing. If Mark Mueller and Corey Mace told the team the plan, which they would have, and said,
"You're playing,
okay, we're going to go 3 quarters with Jake. Jack, you're going to finish the 4th quarter. I think you hold true. You tell the guy he's going to play. Everybody else is rotating in.
Yeah,
you have to hold. I imagine that was the plan, and that was told to them.
Don't you tell the quarterback, we hope to put you in. Don't you ever leave it open that we'd like to put you in
a game like this. Not in a game like this.
Yeah, because this one didn't mean much at all for them there.
This doesn't deflate you, Belton. That's why I asked earlier when we started the show tonight. Mm-hmm. Out of a player, when you're there and you have a chance to win the football game and your coach all of a sudden pulls out your better of the two quarterbacks you're going to use and puts in the other guy and throws away a victory.
But if he gives the heads up, who's going in, because that has happened to, at least for me. Belton, you're going to play the, you know, first two quarters and such, they're going to go in and finish up.
Okay.
All right. And it's nothing you could do at that point, really.
But it doesn't change if the game's winnable? You know, at that stage, by the fourth quarter, this game's winnable. And then don't you just say, you know what, 13-5 is 13-4.
It doesn't matter. You already clinched first.
Yeah. Jeez.
I
don't know. I wonder, and that's why I asked Belton as a player, doesn't that tick you off? That you just threw away a potential victory. Your kicker misses a field goal, and you make a change to a quarterback who's never played. It's like a preseason game. Nothing matters in the preseason.
That's what this is.
You really think this is a preseason game, do you? Okay.
They got first place locked up.
Okay. If you guys think it's a preseason game, then okay.
It's absolutely a preseason game.
I still think it's a regular season. All of a sudden they're 12-5, man. Wouldn't you rather be 13-4?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't matter.
It does matter.
No, it doesn't.
What do you do as a professional athlete? You try to win football games.
Yeah, but as a professional athlete, Jack Cohn and your teammate, you go, Jack Cohn isn't an automatic L. Hold on. Let me finish.
Okay.
Aubrey Miller came in for Jameer Thurman. You had a guy who's been here for a week in Bennett the Fourth, who came in for Carney. You had Marion in there. You had Patrick in there for Baldonado. You had Saad take a lot of reps. You brought in Lyon instead of Campbell or instead of Sapp the Third. You're bringing all the backups in. Why is the quarterback treated any different in this football
game? Those other guys played okay. This guy wins and loses a football. How much is Jack Cohn going to play in the playoffs? Why do you need to get him ready for this? Why did you even have to play him?
To give him respect, because this is the last opportunity he gets to play after working with all these guys all season long.
Well, then put him in the second quarter when the game isn't decided. This way, they just blew a football game they could have won.
Who cares?
Well, I think the players might care. That's why I'm asking Belton. Belton says no, okay. Mm. If you don't care, then you don't care. And I think that's a bad sign, too.
Bad.
If you don't care about winning and losing the game, what did we hear all week from these guys?
No, I don't.
Well, Jamie, wait. What did we hear all week? It matters. We're playing to win. Right? We're playing to win. We're playing to win. Oh, sorry, you lied to us. You weren't playing to win. You were playing to give guys a chance to play. They did not play to win this game.
But
if they said that, I could live with that. But they did not play to win this game, and that ticks me off.
No, but they did play to win the game.
No, they didn't. They changed quarterbacks at the end of the game.
You're disrespecting Jack Cohn.
Yes, completely, because he doesn't deserve to play.
I can't believe this. Jack Cohn has every right, like anybody else on this team, to get an opportunity. What did they actually say this week? What they said was it doesn't matter who is in the game. We expect them to play just as good as the guy they are replacing, period. Same story from Jack Cohn or Aubrey Miller Jr.
And how did he look?
It didn't matter.
How did he look?
Yeah, he sucked. He was 2-3.
So take him out and try to win the football game. That's why you play professional sports, is to win. They didn't want to win. They didn't care if they won. And I think that's bad, especially even though it's at this stage of the season, 13-4 looks a lot better to me than 12-5.
Sure it does. But they're still going to host the West Final in a couple of weeks.
Good for them. Maybe they're going to play Jack Cohn in that game, too.
1-877-332-8255 is the fan line. Does it matter to you? Were you upset going, why? No. Hey! Belton, you're a no. It doesn't matter.
I don't think it did, man.
So you guys got lulled to sleep, too, all week by them saying, oh, we're going to play to win?
Well, I could tell they came out with a little bit of thunder there, right? The way the game started, right?
Yeah, the defense played to win. Absolutely. The defense played to win.
They did.
The offense didn't.
I think the offense was trying to play to win.
With a quarterback who doesn't deserve to play, sure, go ahead. Then it's a preseason game. Then let's not count this then. Let's just say this doesn't count then. Let's keep them at 12-4. Doesn't count. You guys said doesn't matter, so let's just keep it 12-4.
What do you think? Are you upset? We saw a Rider team throw it. We were kind of saying that was like Jack Cohn's in. Okay, interesting.
Yeah, that's
decision.
It shocked me.
Jake Mayer needs to play. I have no problem with them starting Jake Mayer because he might play in the playoffs. Is Jack Cohn, if they have to put Jack Cohn in the playoffs, they just wasted an entire quarter of preparation that Jake Mayer could have had.
in a crucial situation to try to win a game down the stretch.
Yeah. Wow. Anytime. They still could have won a football game. Professional athletes are paid to win football games. So are professional coaches. And they just threw it out the window.
1-877-332-8255. Todd, what do you think of the decision with the quarterbacks tonight?
I think it was brutal.
Thanks, Todd.
Why?
I agree with Daryl. We could have won this game with Jake Mayer, honestly. But why put Jack Cohen in? We need to see what Jake Mayer is doing.
Exactly. Exactly. They could. Jake Mayer wasn't great, Todd, right? We kind of agree on that, but they had a better chance. They had a chance to win with Jake Mayer in because he wouldn't have made they might have gotten a first down or two, but you play to win, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We wanted to make a statement. And why did we put Jack Cohen in? Like, we could have won this game easily.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Todd, thanks for the call here on the Green Zone Post Game Show. 1-877-332-8255.
Do you want to keep score?
Well, I'm positive Coach would have probably, told them before the game.
You're going to play, Jack.
You're going to play.
But a coach shouldn't do that. I don't think so. Because even in a preseason game, sometimes you say, you know what? We're not sure. We're going to try to do this.
Yeah.
We're going to try to get Jack Cohen into the game. But the situation dictates that.
It changes.
And I think as a coach, you say, listen, Jack, we would love to get you in the game. We're going to dress you. You're the second stringer. If we need you, you're going to play. But it depends on the situation a little bit, the circumstances. Jamie, in the fourth quarter, you were saying, put Trevor Harris in now.
Let's go.
And win the game. So why is your attitude changed now?
No, what I'm saying is they were replacing everybody. So if I don't know the answer, but if they told Jack he was going to get playing time, you owe it to your player to go follow through on those things.
They shouldn't have told him that. You can't do that.
You can.
Yes, the preseason, you can absolutely do that. In the regular season, you do not do that. You cannot. This is what you're playing for. This isn't playing for a spot. This is playing for the best record you can have. You get paid to win, they blew it. Mm-hmm. And they should get deducted for losing games then because they did not play to win this football game, and that's wrong.
1-877-332-8255. Dallas, what do you think?
Yeah, sorry, Jamie. You know what? I love you, buddy. You're out to lunch, man. Daryl, you totally have 100% of my vote here because by that logic, first of all, we've been talking for a long time. Jake Mayer is not a suitable backup. I'm sorry. He's had experience as a veteran in Calgary and so on and so forth. So if Trevor, let's use your logic against you here, Jamie. If Trevor Harris went down in the playoffs, are you comfortable that Jake Mayer is so good that he can actually carry us into the playoffs? I'm not.
What does this have to do with Jack Cohn?
Well, so if we're
so they should have played Trevor Harris tonight then.
No,
they should have played Trevor Harris. It's about winning. Play Trevor Harris all the way to the end. If 13-4 is so damn important, why are you resting anybody tonight?
Jamie, listen to me. If Trevor Harris, you tell me then, if Trevor Harris gets knocked out of the playoffs, if he's injured, is Jake Mayer, because we're looking for the best opportunity to win in the playoffs. That's the whole point. So if your logic is keep Jack Cohn in because Corey Mace promised him a spot, well, unless you're telling me that Jake Mayer is completely 100%, he's totally fine with the reps he's been given, we're good to go in the playoffs if Trevor Harris gets knocked out, that's what I'm focused on.
There's
that's
a game next week, you guys. You know this, right?
Oh, well, yeah. Let's throw that one away, too. Okay, who cares? Let's go 12-6. What does it matter? Evidently, it doesn't matter to you guys.
Well, you want to go in and win and put a playoff, don't
you? No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
Okay, you don't.
You want to go back into revisionist history? Let's go back to revisionist history. Does anybody remember what happened in 2013? Does anybody want to remember it? Does anybody want to go back there? Anybody? Please, let's go back. Last two games of the season, what was their record?
0-2.
0-2. What happened? They won the damn Grey Cup. Mm-hmm. So nobody knows, exactly what Mark Mueller said. Nobody knows what's right and what's wrong, if you did it right or if you did it wrong.
You still try to win. I don't care.
Jack Cohn was trying to win.
But he's incapable of winning.
You don't know that.
Yes, you do.
You want to give him the ball in an opportunity like this. Like, if, he's never going to get it again.
If he plays in the playoffs, he's never they're
gonna
toast.
Get the, Jack Cohn's never going to get this opportunity ever again, maybe in his entire career.
Then that's
so,
fine.
Which it was, so you put him in this situation in a meaningless game for record-wise.
It's a professional game. Didn't people buy tickets? Wasn't it on TV?
Absolutely it was. But that, of course it's going to be on TV and people are going to buy tickets. It's the season schedule. Nobody knows who's going to play who or who's clinched anything. This didn't a win today, of course, and everybody in that locker room wanted to win. Jack Cohn wanted to win just as much as Jake Mayer, Aubrey Miller Jr., Corey Mace, or anybody. He wanted to win. He wanted to be the guy, and they gave him an opportunity, and he sucked, okay? He sucked. But to at all deduce that this is going to have some negative impact on the attitude of this football team, to me, is asinine. It's complete asinine.
I don't think so.
Okay, we'll see you November 8th. 1-877-332-8255. Jonathan and Warman, what do you think?
I am completely on Darryl's side here. It doesn't matter. Like, okay, I'll admit, okay, I'm driving home from Regina and being in southern Saskatchewan, going back to Saskatoon. I did not watch the game. I was more invested in the baseball game, okay? But it doesn't matter whether you're a hockey player or a baseball player or a football player. And Belton, I cannot believe you're on Jamie's side on this whole thing.
He's the pro football player. He's the only guy we should be listening to.
Belton's been wrong before, you know, guys.
You always play to win.
Yes,
you don't go, okay, well, you know what? This is a meaningless game. I'm just going to give you this game. You don't do that. Any professional athlete with pride, and I'm sorry, Belton, I don't mean to.
What was Jake Mayer's stats? He didn't have the greatest stats, I don't think, either, right?
Yeah, that's 15 of 20 for 123 yards. 120.
Here's Jake Mayer's stat, though. He's 1-0 as a starter. Now he's 1-1 this year for the Riders. So he didn't do it tonight. But he had won the previous game when he played, when he started. So why don't you let him try to finish it and go 2-0?
So, you guys
are going to get outvoted tonight.
I know we're going to get outvoted. I don't care. You're all wrong. You're all completely wrong about this. Uh-huh. Listen to Belton. Belton, if you were the third string quarterback, would you be playing to win the game?
Oh, yeah.
Was Jack Cohn playing to win the game?
He was playing to win the game.
Is it disrespectful if anybody in that locker room looked at the coach and said, oh, that we didn't play to win because they played Jack? No, he's your teammate.
He's teammate. That's right.
And you hope you can win, but you got a lot better chance with the second stringer than you do with the third stringer.
No, then you better be mad that Aubrey Miller Jr. got in the game. Are you mad Aubrey Miller Jr.
I saw him almost knock Kolaris out of the game, so he played pretty well.
Yeah, because you had faith in that guy that he's going to do the job.
No, because he can play, and he might end up playing on the roster. Jack Cohn, if they use Jack Cohn in the playoffs, they're toast, this team. So why would you waste your time using Jack Cohn now? Yes, they use Jake Mayer because they want him to get playing time, because if they lose Trevor Harris, this team's in a lot of trouble. We see that. There's no doubt about that. I agree with that. And that's why I had no problem playing Jake Mayer. But once they had a chance to win it, then stick with it. You are paid to win football games as a professional athlete and a professional coach. This team just threw away that chance by making the quarterback change at the end of the third quarter.
1-877-332-8255 is the fan line here on the Green Zone postgame show. Curtis, what do you think of the 17-16 loss to the Bombers?
I agree with you, Jamie.
Hey!
So, I want Darryl to look back at the Eastern Final of last year and look what happened. Now, let's say, I don't know, their backup got injured in a game that didn't mean anything without maybe trying their other backups. What situation do you think Toronto would have been in last year?
Well, Arbuckle was their second stringer, which Jake Mayer is with the Rough Riders.
Technically, he was their third stringer.
Yeah, but he was backing up Chad Kelly when Kelly got hurt.
Well, what
right?
would have happened if, say, something happened to Jake in the last quarter of this game, and we had an opportunity to see what Jake Cohn can do in a game that really, like Jamie said, we already locked the first place in the West. it is a good time to see what these guys have. We already saw what Jake can do. Let's see what Jake Mayer, let's see what Jake Cohen can do. I think that was my thought. It was like, okay, why did they change him when we were close? But then I thought about, okay, what happened would happen if Jake Mayer got injured? And say if something did happen in the West Final, knock on wood, nothing does, but then what?
I love that your first thought was, why are they making this change? Because your first instinct's usually the right one.
At the same time, I'm like, you know what? It was close. Winnipeg could have done something. Something could have happened to Mayer. And then what? Then we don't have a backup.
Then they're toast. They just proved tonight that they're toast with Jack Cohen playing quarterback for them.
Yeah. But the thing is, if we should be asking, like, why did a veteran special teams guy decide pyramiding was the right time to do it at the end of the game when they were doing a field goal?
Yeah, well,
what was that? I didn't hear that.
The pyramiding.
Oh, the pyramiding.
Why did
he's not a veteran. Isn't that a rookie? Basically, a CFL rookie who didn't know. I don't think he knew the rule, but you still can't get away with it. Can't try that. That was a marginal call, right? But it's still called.
1-877-332-8255 is the fan line here on the Green Zone post-game show. That line's open. Give us a call. We'll take our first time out. We'll get right back at it. Also, audio coming back from Winnipeg. Maybe Corey Mace will explain himself on the Jake Mayer, Jack Cohn thing. Jamie and I, Daryl Davis, Belton Johnson here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Britain can host the rest of the show. I'll go home because this is
Britain's
my
great,
goodness.
Man. Britain's bang on.
Yeah, because he agrees with you.
Of course. Britain knows. He's out there every day. Hey. He was told the same thing. We want to win this game. And then they decided somewhere in the third quarter, we're not going to try to win this game anymore. Doesn't matter.
Brett Lawler could have won the game.
That's true,
right
too.
There.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
No, I'm with Jamie on this.
Brett Lawler more than Jack Cohen and the coaches?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He's got to make that field goal
there. Yes, he does.
He has
to, man. Yes, he does, and he's let them down lots of times. And here's another game. Mm-hmm. Their last two losses have come because Brett Lawther has missed field goals.
That's right. But I'm going to tell you, I'm with Jamie on this, Darryl.
I know you are, but you guys are in the vast minority.
Let the man finish his point.
And the only reason I said, again, is if the coach is elected and stated, you know, early in the game or early in the week, hey, Jake, you're getting three quarters. Jack, we're going to give you the last quarter. You can't not disrespect that player by doing that. Like, oh, no, psych, we fooled you. You're not getting in.
Okay.
But, Coach, I thought you said I was getting in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Jack Cohn probably knows the offense pretty well. I think he even outplayed Jake Mayer in the preseason, if I remember right, or pretty darn close there.
And you're right, because John Schneider tonight with the Blue Jays told Brendan Little he was going in, and look at how well that worked out.
You're going
to. Didn't you hear them say? Hazel May said the same thing, whatever her name is, said this is his strategy. He wanted to get Brendan Little in. How well did that work out? So you got to change your strategy to win a game.
You know, well, we are comparing game 5 of the American League Championship
Series to a game
that did not matter the standings.
They wanted to win, they said.
The
Blue Jays wanted to win.
The Riders
want to win.
Leaps of logic we are making tonight is ridiculous.
Pro sports. You want to win every single game you play as a professional athlete. And I don't care what you promise to an athlete.
Can you tell them again that every professional athlete in that locker room for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders wanted to win it just as bad as anybody else in that locker room?
Oh, absolutely. I know they did. And I think even with Jack, they probably wanted to see Jack play a little bit tonight as well, knowing that that game meant nothing for him at all, right?
Nothing. Well, how come they told us all week they wanted to win it if it meant nothing?
Yeah, they want to win, Darryl.
Well, they sure they couldn't.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
No, it
is. They made a change that prevented them from winning.
You are completely disrespecting the process and the camaraderie in that locker room. You cannot preach, we are family, and our expectations are anybody who's in the game is as good as anybody who's out of the game, period. That is the culture. Corey Mace is built. So you can't say that all of a sudden, just because one guy played bad, that he wasn't trying to win. That would be like saying, oh, Trevor Harris played poorly today, so they weren't trying to win the game because they didn't put Jake Mayer in. Like, no, of course they're trying to win the game. The guy struggled, but the expectation was he would go in the game and execute, and that, what were you going to do?
I thought the culture was to win, so that's what I was thinking.
Again, the culture is to win.
Well, and I thought the defense, they played like they wanted to win. Mm-hmm. The offense the whole night was iffy at best.
Did they have a better chance to win with Jake Mayer?
That's what I don't know.
So you agree with resting AJ Ouellette?
And
you agree with Trevor Harris? You agree with Sam Emelis?
Yeah.
You agree with resting Jamarcus Hardrick and Logan? You agree with all that? Well, they're clearly how? How can you agree with all that?
Because you just told me that the guys they put in are expected to win. I expected them to win too.
Exactly.
When the third quarter came around and they had promised a rookie quarterback that he was going to play, I'm saying no. It's more important for this team to win than it is that we be nice to Jack Cohn because
he's a pro athlete
who gets paid a salary to do whatever the coaches tell him to do.
They're being nice to Washington to put him in there. They're being nice to Noel for his effort all season.
How'd they play?
They're being nice to Bane Junior out
there.
Who cares how they play?
They played well enough.
These are opportunities you wanted to give guys who have been starving to play. Just because Jack Cohn sucked tonight,
so take him out,
doesn't mean that all of a sudden this team was less willing to win than they were. If Jack Cohn comes in and won, you're not having this opinion.
No,
exactly.
But they weren't going to win.
You don't know that. If Jack Cohn comes in and wins, you were going to come out. How did they put Jack Cohn in? They clearly didn't care. They got lucky that Jack Cohn came out and won the game. Nope.
He didn't do anything that could have helped them win.
Okay, let's go to Lauren. Lauren in Saskatoon. Go ahead, Lauren, your turn. What did you think of the loss tonight?
Boys, quit fighting in the schoolyard.
It's late. Anyway. We need something. I'm mad the Brewers lost.
I would have left Mayer in, not that they needed it, but I think he needs it for one thing, for his confidence level in case he does have to go in. But I was more concerned with Mueller's play calling. They were second and one time. Instead of doing this little dive, they hand off out a shotgun, lose 2 yards, and the drive stalls. And just to show how smart they were and what a short memory they have, they went and did it again on second and two and lost yard. They threw a pass and it was dropped. And, you know, the idea is to make first downs. You got to couple those together. And they can't keep doing this. This isn't the first time in the season that they've done this. I don't get it. I mean, there's a time when you work out a shotgun and a time when you don't. You would use a dive play to get that first down, and they didn't do that. And it has nothing to do with the consequences of the game. They've been doing this consistently. By the way, that pyramiding call, that was not on front of the kicker, and I didn't replay it to see it, but when the guy jumped in the air, was he just jumping in the air and happened to wind up on the guy's back? It certainly wasn't in line with where the kick was coming from.
No, he was going around it. It looked to me like he put his hand on the offensive lineman and pushed himself up, and that's not allowed. That's defined as pyramiding.
I want to watch that play. I imagine Corey Mace wants to watch that play over, too, because he did not look happy called that pyramiding on Red Wine.
And he wasn't, from that angle, he wasn't going to block that kick anyway, right?
No. Game-winning field goal, you're trying to do anything you can to get there, right? If he would have jumped that gap.
And see, I thought he had leaped up, like jumped first.
Mm, that's what it looked like.
And then had put his hand on the shoulder of the offensive line there. But
Lauren, thanks for the call here on the Green Zone postgame show. This is notable. Third and two, or second and two, those types of. He's got a point. Like,
they also don't have,
get the first down.
They also don't have Tommy Stevens, and they didn't have AJ Oled, right? So those are, that puts them into different situations. Stevens is basically unstoppable as their short yardage quarterback. He's hurt. Yeah. How long is he out for? That can hurt. Jack Cohn isn't a doesn't look like much of a short yardage quarterback either, to be honest, right? He's not big enough and strong enough. Tommy Stevens is basically a tank out there. And if they get him back, then they're probably going to call that differently. And remember, they swung Oled in quite often, too, in that short yardage situation. So I think their strategy's changed a lot tonight in short yardage, as they have since Tommy Stevens has been out.
1-877-332-8255 is the fan line here on the Green Zone postgame show. Taylor, you're next. What are you thinking after the Riders lose on a walk-off field goal by the Bombers 17-16?
Well, Jamie, you know just as well as anybody, because I call into your show all the time, that it drives me nuts every time we lose to the Bombers. So there's that. But I will say that I got to be honest. I think it really affects Jake Smear's confidence when they pull him off the field. I mean, whether we win or lost, whatever, we already hold the West Final. The point is, now he's going to be, in my opinion, if I'm sitting in his shoes, I'm going to be having second thoughts now because, like, oh, well, my coach doesn't believe in me kind of material, you know, and I can see how he would get that impression because, you know, you don't, at the same time, I want to reference, I kind of agree with both of you, and that Wes did point something out. Cohn looked way better than Jake in preseason. So, you know, nobody could have said the difference, Daryl. I'm sorry, you're wrong. Nobody could have known the difference if Cohn was going to play this bad or not because he has had no playing time all regular season. So, I mean, it was a gamble, but I think it was the right time to gamble. You know, we're sitting fine. You know, Winnipeg, in my opinion, looked more of the crappier team, which I love, by the way, because you're going up against all these, you know, second stringers, and we have some starters in there. Don't get me wrong on defense, but we're missing a lot of players. They talked about it all game on the TV. So guys, calm down. We're in a good spot. Okay, like you know,
okay. Taylor, thanks for the
voice of reason.
Voice of reason, Taylor.
We're still having a drink during the advertising commercials anyway. So.
It's a cola.
It's a cola, right?
But yeah, it's...
And outside the studio because we're not allowed to drink in here.
But are you guys worried about the offense at all?
No.
Like, I'm just saying, like...
I think they're better when, obviously, when Ouellette's in. Yeah. There is some timing problems with Anderson in there, right? But Ouellette is a better tailback. He's unstoppable on those pitches around the end. He's just amazing the way he cuts now.
Yeah, because Anderson couldn't even get
through. Yeah, couldn't get through there. And missing Tommy Stevens has changed that. Yeah. They brought him in to convert all of those short yardage games, plays, and he's been like 95% successful. I think they've stopped him once this year, right? So they need him back. He's an important loss, and I don't think they're able to fill it with anybody else because there aren't many quarterbacks built like Chris Streveler or Tommy Stevens.
As we continue here on the Green Zone postgame show, Jamie Nye, Daryl Davis, Belton Johnson on a 17-16 loss to the Bombers. We're having the debate on did they upset you, Rider Nation, that they pulled Jake Maier, put in Jack Cohn. They had the lead and then saw it slip away with Jack Cohn being unable to move the ball. Don, you are next. Don, what are you thinking tonight here on the Green Zone postgame show?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I am livid. I am absolutely livid that they pulled Maier for a couple reasons. Number one, he deserved to try to get a winning drive down the field. Because if something happens to Trevor Harris and we got to put him in, he has to do that. And number two, if the game was totally out of reach either way, like if we were like winning by a lot or losing by a lot, then put the third stringer in. But it was a 2-point game. We had every chance to win that game, and we would have swept Winnipeg this year. And we haven't done that since 2018. Yeah. So I just, if you have a chance to win, you win.
Yep. Thanks, Don.
I was so angry that whole fourth quarter. I couldn't believe it. I was so mad.
Don, and I can very much appreciate Rider Nation's desire to sweep the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. It would have been a sweet bow on the regular season. Even Jameer Thurman said it. They would have loved to go in there and beat the Bombers. Now, the callers were mentioning about a late game drive for Jake Mayer to mm-hmm. be in that scenario.
Yeah, that's an interesting
point. That's an interesting point on to Daryl's point, which is more of who do you need to get ready for the playoffs? If Jack Cohn's getting, well, Tommy Stevens, he might not even be on the roster. Tommy Stevens might be the third string quarterback.
That's unfortunate, right? If he's healthy, they'll put him in. Of course they will. But he's hurt and we're seeing him on the sidelines, but we don't know if he's going to be ready. But that's one, you know what? In all my heated arguments, that's one that's kind of drifted by that Jake Mayer's confidence probably would help and get him used to it because that was part of my argument, though, is because you want Jake Mayer to be ready for the playoffs. Jack Cohn doesn't need to be ready for the playoffs. Jake Mayer needs every playing opportunity he can get to be ready for the playoffs. And if he pulls a win out of that one, then good for him, and it helps him going forward, and the team has more confidence in him, too, moving forward. So excellent points that support my argument.
There. How many starts has Mayer had in a career?
46.
Yeah, he's okay. He's okay.
With this offense and this team?
Yeah, he's okay.
And how is he?
Mueller offense is the Calgary Stampede.
Okay, so what is he now? He's 1-1 as a starter with the Rough Riders. Wouldn't he like to be 2-0?
Well, I can't disagree with that.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let's move on to the next call.
Would have liked to. Like, would I have liked to make $1 million a year? Absolutely. Yeah. Let's give you the positive outcome. Would you like that to happen? Yeah.
Cormier said, Jamie Nye, I'll interview with you right after the game. Oh, sorry. Situation's changed. I won't be able to talk to you, Jamie.
Did he make a promise? Because I'd be writing a column about.
Situation's changed.
What situation?
Sure.
Explain it to me.
Well, it was a 2-point football game.
Now, in this situation, it is. I know people don't want to say you don't owe Jack Cohn anything, but if you script the plan of the week out at the start of the week, are any players in that room kicking garbage cans going, well, why did we put him in when everybody knew the plan at the start of the week? Because Jack Cohn was getting first team reps this week. Not a lot of them, but enough of a guy that would probably play the fourth quarter of a game that
a meaningless game apparently
meant nothing. Well, it is meaningless. It was meaningless.
I'm pretty sure that again the coach it was scripted on who's going in, who's going out.
Yeah,
based on what I saw.
My line is they can do that, but I think they should have left it more open ended.
Yeah.
When you're like the with Schneider tonight and Brendan Little, just say depending on the situation, we'd like to get you in there tonight. Jack Cohn, depending on the situation, we'd like to get you in there tonight. We'll see how it works. And then afterwards, you talk to him about it and say, you know what? We were in a tough situation. We wanted to win this football game because that's the most important thing professional athletes do. So we should have kept Jake Mayer in and won.
Who made the dumbest move tonight?
Between Brendan Little.
John Schneider or Corey Mace?
Uh-huh.
It's not even close.
Well, considering the magnitude of it, sure.
Thank you.
Of course.
That's when plans can change. In this one, I don't understand.
Pro athletes and pro coaches are still paid to win, regardless.
I don't think this has any impact whatsoever.
Okay. Well,
November 8th,
but I still think you try to win a football game.
Let's go to Ryan in Northern California. Ryan, always appreciate you giving us a ring on the post game show. What are you thinking tonight with the Bombers beating the Riders?
I think this game doesn't matter one single solitary bit. Nothing on the field is going to make a difference come November 8th. The one thing I was impressed with was that Corey Mace got a bunch of backups and even third stringers ready to play against the Rough Riders, one of their top rivals. I'm looking at these next couple games and the week off as sort of preseason to get everybody ready. The fact that we have a quarterback who is close to 40, if not 40, he's going to get 3 weeks off and change to rest his body. We obviously saw that he was tired. We're going to go into the West Final with a completely healthy team, and no other team in the CFL can say that. Other teams are going to have to fight scratch and claw to get in there, and we're going to go in there with 3 weeks rest. I don't think that's something that can be overstated. Didn't expect a lot out of this game. The fact that they were in it towards the end was impressive to me by itself. I'm just really happy that they are in the West Final with, you know, the Grey Cup now has to go through Saskatchewan. And Trevor Harris is going to be rested. AJ Ouellette, who runs incredibly hard, is going to be rested. This O-line is going to be rested. And if that's not as a fan what you're looking for, then, you know, these guys aren't going to have to take hits. They're not going to have to take, you know, your little, your ankles or your shoulders or anything. They're going to come into the West Final rested, and I just don't think you can ask for anything more. You know, what happens this week or next week really isn't going to make much of a difference compared to how this team should look at the West Final.
They better not rest Trevor Harris next week. You don't want him resting for three solid weeks.
No, I think he gets a first quarter.
Whatever. You got to play him some. You can't just rest him.
Oh, no. I think
Right. The last thing he is not going to make a difference either way, though, right?
Yeah. Well, it's the old rest or rust thing, right? If you're not playing, do you lose your timing?
Belton, what are you doing with Trevor next week?
I'm playing him. At least a quarter or two. At least. I don't want him to sit. For a whole month now?
I don't want that. I think we all, we're agreeing on something.
Good. All right. Kumbaya.
I was just going to say, we're going to take a quick timeout. We're going to sing Kumbaya. We'll be right back at it. 1-877-332-8255. We found something we agree on. Ryan, thank you. I know it was disagreeing with you.
And bacon jam.
Oh, and Brennan Little in for the Jays was an awful decision by John Schneider tonight. If you're just tuning in, the Jays lost. Little comes in and he gives up a home run. Walk, walk. They put in Sir Anthony Dominguez, who hits the next batter, and then grand slam for the Mariners, who won 6-2 today over the Toronto Blue Jays. But it was the Bombers over the Riders, 17-16. We're debating if they made the right choice at quarterback, and we'll get right back to the fan line. And audio coming back from Princess Auto Stadium tonight as well on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Welcome back to the Green Zone postgame show. Jamie Nye, Daryl Davis, Belton Johnson hugging it out in the commercial break here on the postgame show.
Goodbye. Love you guys, man.
I love you, man.
We're good.
People are tweeting us. Like, are you guys going to be okay? It's like, we're fine. We've been fighting for 13 years.
Yeah. It's just like a
good We're like good brothers.
It's all good.
It's a good marriage between the three of us.
Yeah, it's all good.
I disagree with Daryl 50% of the time.
Belton and I are usually on side, though, right?
I know.
So, yeah, this is unusual for us to be on opposite sides of an argument. Hold on.
But Jamie just, he had me with the thing with, you know, if Coach Mace, if he had a talk with the guys before,
mm-hmm.
right? If that's the case, yes, I am agreeing with Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
If that's not the case, screw that. Like, yes, play to win the game.
No,
Belton's coming over to my side, man.
No, here's the thing, and I'll try to ask Corey or Daryl. You might this week. Because they were in the lead when Jack went in, and it was a very close game, that I went, well, they must have had this plan.
Of course. Yeah. Because it was right at the end of a quarter, too, Jamie, right?
It must have been, okay, Jack gets the fourth. So that's that. 1-877-332-8255. Kevin, thanks for your patience tonight. Your turn here on the Green Zone postgame show. What are you thinking on this Friday with the Riders losing 17-16 to the Bombers?
Well, I tell you what. What I'm thinking is if the Rider offense in the fourth quarter would have showed the same intensity as you three discussing this, there wouldn't have been enough room on the scoreboard to count all the Rider points we would have scored.
We're playing to win here.
So my role right now is to get it started again. I agree with Daryl 100%.
Why?
Just because I'm a season ticket holder, drive in from Weyburn and stuff like that. And, you know, we don't go to the games to, you know, watch fairness to players and so on and so forth. We go there hoping that the Riders will win and to be entertained. And it was hard not to throw something at my TV screen in that fourth quarter. We were in a position to beat Winnipeg. We were. And all we heard all week was we're going in there to win. We're going in there to play as hard as we can to win. We want to be playing the best ball going into the playoffs. And there is no gain whatsoever in playing Jack Coan. There's just no gain. He is not going to see the field again this year. I mean, you can say, well, what if, what if, what if? I mean, what if what if I win the lottery tonight? Then I won't be going to work Monday. Well, that hasn't happened for 40 years, so.
But we sure as hell keep trying, though.
We sure keep trying, right. But, I mean, it was very disappointed. Winnipeg was down and out. Their quarterback was, you know, walking off the field, shaking his head. And we had the ball on the other side of center field a couple of times there. And, I mean, Cone, he might be a good quarterback in the future. He just didn't have it tonight. Maybe they always talk about making in-game adjustments. Well, maybe one of the adjustments they should have made was, you know what, we're trying to win this game. We owe it to the rest of the CFL to put our best foot forward. You know, Edmonton, I'm sure, would have loved for the Riders to win that game. You know what? It isn't going to work for Jack tonight. Let's put Mayer back in there, and let's see if we can pull this game out. And you're right about Lawther. That's a very easy, makeable field goal. Oh, boy, going into the playoffs, I'm going to be nervous as heck if he lines up for a field goal.
Oh, man.
Well, beyond 45. And, Kevin, thank you so much for your patience tonight here on the Green Zone. I wish you luck with the lottery as well, because it's my retirement plan as well. But
I hope not, Jamie. Gee, the amount they pay you here, I hope that you're invested other ways.
Yeah. If it wasn't the plan, Jake Mayer was getting back in the game or not even taken out of the game. It was, you've been in those meetings. There must have, do you guys get snap count plans at this time of year going, okay, it's a meeting, or even in preseason going, this is here, Belton, you're up here, unless, of course, there's an injury.
You do, Jamie. It's been times, you know, again, playoff, if you got first place locked up and everything, and, you know, a meaningless game. Yeah. Belton, you're going to play the two quarters here. We're going to bring in John to play the last two quarters. It happens. It does, Darryl.
I know, but quarterback is a different position to me. It's still not the position. It's the position that matters more than any other position on the field. So you have to play that one the right way.
Everybody knows that, but in that, if you have a snap count plan for everybody, it's everybody. You're all a team. But, you're all a family. Okay. You just can't go.
Jack. We hope to get you
lesser than
Jack. We hope to
else.
Get you in the game. We'll see how the situation goes, but we'd really like to get you some playing time. And Don called earlier and said, if it's a blowout one way or the other, Jack, you're going in. Good luck. Let's get you some playing time. It's a 2-point football game at that time. Mm-hmm. The Riders, how much would they love to sweep the Blue Bombers? Put the Blue Bombers on their heels. They're the team. Jameer Thurman said it before the game. This is a team that eliminated us last year. It's the team that eliminated the Rough Riders the last 4 playoff appearances. Put them to rest. Get them out of there and beat them. Don't just say, oh, you know what? We got to get Jack Cone some playing time. We don't care if we win or lose because it's meaningless. It's not meaningless. This game will show as a 5 loss. No matter, as long as we look up standings, there will be an extra loss in the Riders' record forever and ever because of this game that they could have won and should have won.
And they'll still finish first, and they'll still host the West Final and be the favorite going in with a bunch of different players who are watching tonight.
Still want to win.
Starters.
And they swept the Bombers last year, you say, when they come out here for Labor Day.
Yippee, what does that mean? It doesn't mean anything.
Well, it meant something to Jameer Thurman when you asked him about playing the Bombers. They eliminated us last year. We remember that. Did you remember
I didn't see Jameer Thurman raising a stink on the sideline when they put Aubrey Miller Jr. in. Like, he wasn't pulling a Max Scherzer because they all had a plan. They knew exactly who was going in, when they were going in, and everybody's expectation was to be as good as possible.
And he's the middle linebacker, and the other guys stepped in and did okay. But the quarterback is different. The quarterback makes you win or lose in a 2-point game because the quarterback and your kicker. And if your kicker fails you, then you lose the game too.
Let's go to David in Melfort. David, what are you thinking tonight?
Yeah, well, I only watched the first half because after the first half, I figured I had seen enough of this. The offense was terrible. And
you didn't want to watch Jack Cone play?
Oh, I found better things to watch, but it don't sound like it got better in the second half.
You
but,
missed a whole three field goals.
Yeah, exactly. And I was looking at the stats. I was just looking at the stats, and I see they had 21 yards rushing. Mario Anderson, I haven't seen him do anything whenever. I seen him make one nice run earlier in the year. I wasn't impressed with him in training camp, and I certainly wasn't tonight from what I seen in the first half. But I tell you, this show is a lot more entertaining. You and Daryl, I thought you were tied at the hip, but holy man, you guys got some sparks going tonight.
Yeah, we're tied at the hip. It's the friction. That's what it is.
The more, I'm kind of ticked off that they didn't, leave Mayer in there to win that game if they could have won it with him, because, man, oh man, would have it been nice to beat the Bombers with that lineup and put them back behind the eight ball. But, one last point here. Oh, and I'll ask a question. I was just wondering if Robustelli come back or not, but you can answer that after.
Didn't see him come back. Did you guys?
No.
I didn't see him come back. That's too bad.
We thought we saw him, but no.
Last week you were saying how good the Bombers were playing and the Lions and the Riders are in trouble going into the playoffs. Well, the Bombers lost to Edmonton last week, and if I was a Bomber fan, I wouldn't be overly impressed with tonight's win.
No, not at all.
And the Lions are getting kicked by the Elks right now.
Mm-hmm. 10-2.
Not getting kicked, but getting beat. So I think the most dangerous team in the West right now might be the Edmonton Elk. But maybe by Winnipeg winning today, they did our Riders a favor because we won't have to see the Elks in the playoffs. Maybe so.
Well, there is that chance if this continues, David. There is, because the Bombers go to 9, and wouldn't it be something if the Elks win this one? BC stays at 9. Winnipeg's at 9 wins. Edmonton would be at 8, and Calgary would be at 9 if they lose to Toronto tomorrow. And then Edmonton beats Calgary next week. Those two are at 9. Montreal beats Winnipeg. They'll be 9-9. And if Saskatchewan beats BC, there still is the chance have a four-way tie for second place.
That's crazy.
At 9-9. In the
Riders, it doesn't matter, though. They won't try to win. Why don't they start Jack Cohn?
Let's do it. Yeah. I'm in.
They may as well get him ready for the playoffs. It looked like they were trying to get him ready for the playoffs tonight, and he won't see the field in the playoffs.
1-877-332-8255. Let's get to the play of the game. Daryl, you ready?
Sure.
Maybe it made you. It might have made you. Or maybe just made you.
Come on!
It's time for the play of the game.
If you say 14 minutes left in the fourth quarter and Jack Cohn comes in the game, I'm out. Britton's finishing tonight.
Really, Britton, come on in and host. Well, it's a nasty night tonight on the field, so we may as well make a nasty play, the play of the game. The Saskatchewan Roughriders kicker Brett Lawther had made three scintillating field goals, and lined up there in the fourth quarter. They're winning 16-14. He lines up for a 49-yarder. And you're thinking, oh, he seems to be on a roll again. And we've been talking. It looked for the first three tonight, and he was 5 for 5 mm-hmm. last game, and it looked like he had his rhythm back. And then he stepped into that one tonight, and right away when he hit it, I thought he's missed it. It just looked like one of our skulled sand wedge shots, Jamie, from 40 yards in, right? That you just kind of stump it, and he missed. And the Bombers returned it, a big return, basically back to where they kicked it from, and left the score at 16-14 and set them up, the Blue Bombers, for that game-winning field goal in the final play of the game to win 17-16. They win that. They make that field goal. It's 19-14, and suddenly the Bombers have to score a touchdown rather mm-hmm. than a field goal. So I think, Jamie, that's the play of the game, despite me wanting to say changing quarterbacks was the play of the game, but it wasn't, because neither quarterback played exceptionally well, but they had a better chance to win if Jake Mayer was in. But that kick, that field goal, once again, their Riders' last two losses, we've been saying all year, they haven't lost because of their kicker. Yeah. And the last two games, they've lost because their kicker has missed makeable field goals.
49-yarder missed, flipped the field position too, which in the back and forth, eventually, when they finally decided to give Brady Oliveira the ball, like their offensive coordinator, he's not.
He's no Buck Pierce,
is he? No, he is not. Speaking of Buck Pierce, his team just scored a touchdown and are going for two to try to tie it against the Edmonton Elks right now near the end of the first half. 1-877-332-8255. That's your play of the game coming up. We'll head to Princess Auto Stadium. Post-game audio coming back from the quarterback, some defensive players, and head coach Corey Mace. Plus, a lot more time for your calls right here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.